The new album from Natalie Mehring's project Wiseblood invites you in with a comforting, kind of nostalgic sound. That warm dream pop is a flood of anxieties about climate change, finding love, and a friend's suicide. The album is called Titanic Rising. Natalie Mehring, who's 30, told me that this first track, A Lot's Gonna Change, is sort of a guide to her younger self.
I felt like A Lot's Gonna Change was kind of the theme of the record, you know, learning how to cope with these changes in a way that doesn't completely bog you down in a sense of hopelessness, which I think a lot of people in my generation are kind of, you know, dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
When I started listening to the album, given the name Titanic Rising, I sort of thought about rising seas and climate change, and then I listened to the song Movies.
The movies I watch when I was a kid.
And I noticed how often screens come up in your lyrics, and I thought, huh, is this Titanic Rising a reference to the Leonardo DiCaprio Kate Winslet summer blockbuster?
Oh yes, it is.
Oh,
I mean,
it is?
It's
really?
It's all in there. I mean, it's really all in there. You know, I think Titanic was such a massive blockbuster hit, and it, as a young person watching it, it had a pretty profound impact on me. And I actually took the whole lack of dominion over nature, hubris of man message home. And you know, my takeaway from that film wasn't the love story, but really just like, oh man, look at these rich men kind of...
The class divide.
You know, yeah, the class divide and the third class, you know, gets screwed. And to me, that was the big message. And it was almost like putting a match on a wet blanket in terms of its impact, you know, politically.
I kind of love that, like, you talk to people about their socio-political awakening and they might cite some, like, book by Foucault, and it's like, no, it was Titanic. It was seeing those third-class passengers go down.
Yes, big time. I mean, big time.
You were how old at that time?
I was probably 8 years old.
Okay.
Drank a lot of coffee today. God lost in the fray.
I want to ask you about the song Something to Believe, partly because it's just my favorite song on the album. I think it's just a great melody.
Then by some strange design, I got a case of the empties.
But I also wonder whether this song ties into your upbringing. You were raised Christian, and it seems that there's a lot on this album about wanting something in your life to believe in.
Definitely. I am somebody who feels a bit of a void there. From having, you know, had that be such a big part of my life.
Give me something I can see, something bigger and louder than the voices in me. Something to believe.
I think, yeah, once you kind of have that structure within your mind, you would like to fill it with something else.
There's this lyric, I got a case of the empties, and I actually said to my producers, is that a thing that people say, or does it just sound so natural and understandable? And they were like, no, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I don't think people say it. I think it's a 2019 vibe, you know?
It's such a perfect way of putting into words something that everybody relates to, I think.
Well, yeah, and there's so much information and content. We're constantly being inundated, and it's easy to feel, as those things become more disposable and fleeting, a sense of emptiness.
Towards the end of the album, there's a song called Picture Me Better.
Picture me better. I finally found the time to write you this letter.
While some of the other tracks on the album feel sort of big picture and abstract, this one seems very personal and specific.
Yes. Picture Me Better is actually about a friend of mine who sadly committed suicide kind of right around the time I was making the album, and it caught all of us completely off guard, and the absurdity of it was just so all-encompassing and insane. I just had to try to find a way to write about it. And, you know, the chorus, waiting for something with meaning to come through, is really just, you know, when you yearn to have contact with that being and just waiting for some kind of sign from the great beyond that they're okay and they're in, you know, some restful place. A lot of artists and musicians especially get lost in their lack of worth, and there's a lot of lost souls who were incredibly talented who might have not known how much their work means to other people.
And in the context of an album filled with themes of the fate of the world and climate change and collapse, it seems to have a double meaning. On the individual level, Picture Me Better as a friend who's lost somebody, but also kind of on the level of humanity, Picture Us Better.
Yeah. And also just the whole idea that everybody is constantly putting themselves under a microscope in terms of their productivity and their financial success. And this whole idea of Picture Me Better, like picture me, you know, who I'm supposed to be versus, you know, just accepting who we all are.
Let's end on an upbeat note.
Okay, great.
Let's bring in Every Day.
Wake up, baby. It's getting late now. Feel so hard like I always do. I'm so
to me, this feels like the sunniest kind of music from the 60s that I would listen to on my parents' vinyl. And on an album with a certain degree of kind of nostalgia and lament, it's so refreshing.
You know, it was interesting. I'm going to give my dad, my father, some credit on here because he gave me a phone call, and it was very, right when I was like, you know, in the heat of writing the album, and he's like, "Can you please just do me one favor? Please write one upbeat song."
Just one.
And I was like, "Oh, Dad, no problem. Anything for you."
Natalie Mehring, thanks so much for talking with us about your music.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
She's the artist behind Wise Blood, and the album Titanic Rising is out now.